Joining me on the show today to talk about his local herbal medicine business is Ashton Montour, a Six Nations local who specializes in traditional native herbal medicine and using natural products as a way to heal. And he's here, like I said, to talk about his business and give some background into what it means to be a herbalist and offering these types of products to the Six Nations community. So thank you very much for doing this today, Ashton.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you.
I wanted to start by asking how you got introduced into this and where you learned your knowledge in herbal medicine and just being a herbalist.
I think it started off as at a young age. I was probably about, 13 or 14 when I got into it. I got interested into it. I learned from, I wouldn't say just one person. I learned from various elders from different reserves, and I traveled quite a bit. And spent a lot of time in the bush and, you know, learning the old ways. So that's how I got introduced into it.
Could you explain maybe the connection or the significance behind herbal medicine in indigenous culture and just the role it plays in healing and well-being?
I think it's a very integral part of our way of life, especially I find now with a lot more people wanting to reconnect to their identity. I think it's very important to us, especially, you know, the traditional medicines have been around for such a long time. It's very important to me, and it's a big part for me and when I wanted to reconnect to the land.
And what kind of challenges or obstacles do you see, I guess, in preserving and practicing that traditional herbal medicine in 2023?
I think the biggest thing is, as far as challenges go, I think it's finding people that are knowledgeable and finding reliable information, because there's so much stuff online that you see nowadays, and it's really hard to find those good sources, to find those people. It's very important to find somebody who knows exactly what they're talking about.
And can you tell me about when you first started your business and how you really got started in providing these types of products and what you're helping to treat the community members with?
Yeah, I like I said, I started when I was young, and it wasn't until I want to say about 2015 when I started actually providing medicine products to the community, to people that weren't just my family. And so in doing that, you know, a big part also of what I do is also teaching. So I try and provide these products to the community, but I also like to give some of that knowledge back and show others how to do the stuff that I do, you know. And I think that's a really big part of that is we show how to prepare this stuff to do it so people can take that knowledge home with them.
And could you maybe spotlight some of the medicine or products that you use and how it works to offer healing for illnesses? And especially with cold and flu season coming with us, do you provide anything that helps with that?
Yep. I make a variety of teas. So I do different ones for, you know, stuff for anxiety, stuff for depression, stuff for, like you said, cold and flu. Especially now, this time of year, you want to start, you know, looking at medicines that will boost your immune system, stuff like elderberry and, you know, different plants that are out there, elderflower, yarrow, different plants like that. Those can all provide a significant boost to your immune system.
And what are some of the most common issues or sicknesses do you see that you deal with your medicine?
On a daily basis, I see people with, especially our people that are dealing with diabetes, people with cancer, you know, people with liver problems, skin problems, eczema, psoriasis, that sort of stuff, and asthma. You know, it's a wide array of people that are looking for these alternatives, because it's especially since the COVID-19 pandemic, it's really shocked people, and more people are wanting to turn to all natural, coming back to our medicine.
And so have you seen an influx in people looking out for some of your products?
Yes, sure. It's I want to say in the last, you know, well, since the pandemic started, I've been a lot more busier lately, seeing people. And, you know, I went from selling maybe, you know, a couple hundred salves a week or so to almost 500 a week I'm doing. So it's been a big boost.
And you talked earlier about being actually in the outdoors and collecting this stuff. Can you talk to me about the process of actually getting these natural products and making them into medicine and what that's like? Like, are you the one who's going out and actually getting them and turning them into the medicine?
Yep. So with everything that I make, I want to say probably about 75% to 80% of it is gathered. So I'll go out and I'll gather these medicines, or I'll have people help me do that. So what I'd like to stress to people, that the difference between the medicine that I provide and that something you could go online and purchase anywhere else, is that there's a lot of respect given to the plants, to the medicines. And that's from our teachings, is that when we go out and we go and gather those medicines, we offer tobacco. And that's the biggest thing, I think, with what separates our medicine, especially Native people's medicine, from, you know, others, is that we show that respect to the plants, you know, and then we gather them, we harvest them, we clean them, and then we hang them to dry. And, you know, there's a lot of respect given there, especially when we use that medicine. You know, we offer our tobacco again and we give thanks.
And then talking about the traditional way of using medicine and then mixing it in with the Western medicine, can you talk about how important it is for there still to be a blend or a fusion between those two different ways of treating sickness? And have you been able to work hand in hand in some cases?
Yeah, I don't totally discredit Western medicine. I think it definitely has a role in you know, especially with trying to figure out what's going on in the body. That's the kind of stuff that I think is important, that, you know, you get, you see your doctor, you find out what's going on with you. And you know, if those options are there for you and you can do all natural and you can look and use our medicines, you know, do so. But, you know, I totally think that we don't need to be running to the doctor for, you know, colds and stuff like that. There's a big problem now with antibiotic resistance. And so I think, you know, that just goes to tell you that, you know, we should start turning more to all natural alternatives.
And can you just talk about the benefits of using natural products and in some of the ways that they can help people?
Well, first of all, I think that those medicines, there's a reason that they were given that duty. They're there to provide for us. That was something they were given to in our teachings by the Creator. And so when you take that, those medicines, you know, you put your intentions into them and what you're trying to get out of it. You know, I think that, you know, if you have a cold or flu, there's certain plants you can take that will, you know, cut that down. And, you know, they'll tell you that you can't treat certain viral diseases, but as long as there's been medicine plants and our people have been using them for those.
And I guess lastly, just before we get you out of here, how do you hope that your products can help community members in dealing with sickness and just the general takeaway that you want people to have when they use your products?
I guess I would really like, you know, people to know that if they're using my products, that I give that medicine the respect that, you know, that we're supposed to, that I was taught. So I try and keep to my traditional values and what I learned from my elders. And so, you know, they've given me the knowledge to pass on. And I try and put that into the work that I do. And so, you know, I would just ask that those same people that use the medicine that I provide to them, that they also show that same respect back.
And where can people find you if they're interested in any of your products or even just learning some more about the services that you provide?
Yeah. You can find my products at Aircrafts or First Line Gas and Variety. You can also find me on Facebook at Ashton Montour Herbalist.
Awesome. All right, Ashton, I want to thank you again for doing this and best of luck with everything that you got going on.
Thank you for having me on, Andy. I appreciate it.